Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: توقوا البرد في أوله وتلقوه في آخره، فإنه يفعل في الأبدان كفعله في الأشجار، أوله يحرق وآخره يورق.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said: Guard against cold in its seasonal beginning and welcome it towards its end, because it affects bodies in the same way as it affects plants. In the beginning, it destroys them, but in the end, it gives them fresh leaves.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the first divinely appointed Imam, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So His Eminence, of course, is such a beautiful persona that we can continuously learn from. And people and humanity has been learning from His Eminence over the last 1,000 years. That in itself is really a testament to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we find that, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam treated the people equally. He treated the people fairly. He treated the people with justice. And so one aspect of all of these various different dimensions is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he did not discriminate between the people. So he did not discriminate between the person who was free and the person who was a slave, or the person who was an Arab or the person who was a non-Arab. Or, for example, you know, neither did he discriminate between old and young or male or female. And that's really something that is beautiful because, you know, 1,000 years ago, discrimination along these lines was very prevalent. Arab and non-Arab, free and slave, man and woman, tribe to tribe. And even in the present day, well over 1,000 years later, we find that this is still a huge problem, the discrimination between black and white, rich and poor, man and woman, and of course, nationality and nationality, which, you know, in that era was tribe to tribe. In this era, it is nationality to nationality. And so we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, though he did not discriminate amongst the people, and of course, you know, this is a part of the fundamentals of the pure Muhammadan Islam. You know, Islam has taken away the very baseless and the, you know, illogical things that people would give one another value upon, you know, or taking, you know, being overly proud of their ancestors or their lineage. And, you know, of course, Islam has taught us that all people come from Adam, Prophet Adam, and his wife Eve, Hawa. So all of humanity is one family. And Prophet Adam, and, you know, he was created from dust. And so really, everybody is created from that dust or that earth. And in reality, if Islam gives nobility and priority and value and importance to an individual, it is based upon their taqwa, it is based upon their piousness, their righteousness, and of course their being aware and conscious of the Almighty Allah. And because of being, you know, aware and conscious of the Almighty Allah, they follow the commandments of the Almighty Allah. That person is considered to have more value in the eyes of the Almighty Allah because they are more obedient to the Almighty Allah. And so this is what gives a human being more value. The more righteous they are, the more humble they are, the more pious they are, the more taqwa that they have, the more value they have as a human being. And of course, the less righteous they are, you know, and if we put it in other terms, the more immoral they are, the more, you know, bad type of a person they are, the worse their value becomes. But still, when it comes to discrimination, there is no discrimination in Islam. A very beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible, verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Muawiyah would never have taken that governorship, nor his brother, nor his generation, if people would have listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. We are sad about it, but we are also blessed with it. Because as sad as the situation is, Allah's victory is guaranteed. إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah is saying to the Prophet, success is guaranteed for you, and we will protect every accusation against you which was past and the future. So don't worry. Karbala took place, don't worry. Imam Ali was martyred, don't worry. Our imams were persecuted, don't worry. All our imams, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was met with Walid, who came as a governor in Medina, he says, I threaten you, you give the bay'ah to Yazid. Imam says, do you threaten me? Do you know who I am? We imams have made a covenant with Allah. We have made a covenant to give our lives. قُلِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You think we're afraid of you? We're not afraid of you. Imam Hussein says, إِن كَانَ دِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ لَمْ يَسْتَقِمْ إِلَّا بِقَتْلِي. If this religion of the Holy Prophet cannot stand on its right path except by my death, then all swords come and get me. We are not afraid. Look at today. Who are the most feared people in the world today? Who are the ones who have all the armaments? Who are the ones who have all the tape recorders and the machineries to watch us? They've got infiltrators, they've got spies everywhere. You can't utter a word. Certain words have been made taboo. Don't mention it. There will come a time for us even to do salah will become difficult, because it will show our true quality. Who is my close companion who is ready to die? Many imams said. Imam in fact used to whisper to some people, by the way, Muawiyah will become Khalifa. Muawiyah will be very powerful. And people ask, why did Imam Ali mention that to some people? He was warning them that though you may love me, if you don't have a heart to come near me, don't. Keep aside. Because Muawiyah will grab you tomorrow, and he will torture your whole family, mafia style.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.